Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. And as I mentioned before the break, we're talking today with Ben Gruber of Trek Bicycle in Mount Pleasant. He's going to talk about the newest cycling trends, and he has some great giveaways for some lucky callers. Welcome, Ben. Glad to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Ben, I want to start off the show by first congratulating you on winning for the third year in a row, I believe, America's Best Bike Shops. It's an award given by the National Bike Dealers Association. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great staff and great customer service that really earns us that award, and we're proud to have won it 3 years in a row.
Well, I know you are, and let's talk about your store, Trek Bicycle in Mount Pleasant. What makes it so unique and successful?
Well, the Trek Bicycle Corporation is the best bike brand on the planet. I believe it hands down, wholeheartedly. And it's easy to be a retailer of their products because they provide us all the tools to allow a dealer to provide a wide range of products and the training to help us make our staff the best that it can be. And when you're armed with that kind of information, it's really easy to give customers the best experience they can have.
So you've got the latest bikes, and I would assume the technology and clothing?
Absolutely. Trek has a extremely wide range of products. So they make bikes for every type of bicyclist. You can be the person that wants to ride to the beach or to the tennis courts, or you can be the person that wants to do a triathlon, or you can be a person that does a mountain biking adventure up in the mountains of North Carolina. I mean, there's bikes for every style of riding, and we have all of them on display at our store, so we can help you find something.
So that's really why a bike is such a great gift for the holidays, because even though we're here in the low country, you offer bikes for any type of terrain, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have kids' bikes. We have beach cruisers. You want to go down to the oceanfront and ride on the beach, or road bike and go up in Francis Mary National Forest and enjoy some quiet, lazy roads.
Well, and I like when we were talking before the show, you talked about mental rejuvenation, and that's so true, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I ride my bicycle for many reasons. The physical exercise is certainly spectacular, but I ride as a way to kind of cleanse my mind at the end of the day. You know, some people will do different things to meditate. Riding my bike is my way to kind of put all those things behind me and just have some time for myself. And I always feel great after riding my bicycle. It's definitely just as much mental as it is physical.
Absolutely. If you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holson. I'm talking today with Ben Gruber of Trek Bicycle in Mount Pleasant. And I want to go ahead and give out their website. It's really very, very good. It's very informative. It's trekbikesofmountpleasant.com. And Ben, one of the things I like about your website is you do help someone become more informed about purchasing a bike. But let's talk about, what does someone listening out there need to know? What do they need to know when purchasing a bike? What are some of the questions they need to ask?
Sure. We coach our bicycle advisors to probe each customer and ask them, you know, how do they want to use their bicycle? Where do they want to ride? How frequently do you want to ride? What's the duration in either the distance or the time that you want to ride? When we can get answers to those types of questions, it's easier for us to make really high quality recommendations about what style of bicycle would be good for you. We look at the flexibility of the rider. We look at the physical, you know, skills of the rider. We ask them, who do they want to ride with? Will they be riding with other people? So that we can find styles of bikes that are going to be compatible with the things that they want to do. When we can take all of that and kind of put that all together, it makes it easy for us to pick the right style of bike for the customer.
And let's talk about riding with groups of people. I know that you do have groups that ride on a regular basis. My husband is actually in one of the groups. So someone listening out there, wants to be in a group but may be intimidated about the fitness level or of that particular group, don't want to get in with the group that says, I think we'll ride 100 miles today, which I would be like, thanks, see you later, because I can't do that. I might could do 10 miles. How do they find out what are the groups out there?
Yeah, well, group rides as a whole are typically for a more advanced rider.
Okay. Most
folks, if they're going out for a more casual ride, will typically ride by themselves or maybe with, you know, a husband or wife or the family. Group road riding is typically road riding, although it certainly doesn't have to be. The rides out of our store are all group road rides that leave on Saturdays or Wednesday nights. And it typically helps the group collectively attain a little bit higher speeds because they're working together. They follow each other and draft off of each other is kind of a more technical term. But for beginner groups, there's some great resources like CoastalCyclists.com. The Coastal Cyclists are a local cycling club, and they offer rides from everything from a more recreational rider all the way up to group road rides like we offer at the store. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody through one of those two organizations.
Okay, so that's great. CoastalCyclists.com will help
Correct.
You listening out there who might be interested in joining a group ride. But before they do that, we do need to talk about what are the different bikes out there. And in looking at your website, I came across something called an electric bike. Is that right? What is that?
Sure. Electric assist.
Electric assist. Okay.
Yeah. So you still have to pedal, but it has an electric motor and a battery, and it will help produce extra power. So it will allow you to go faster and extend the duration or the distance of your ride. And this segment of bicycles is absolutely one of the largest segments of bikes in Europe and has been slowly moving to the U.S. market as well. Trek is one of the leader of electric bike in Europe, and they're one of the first to bring it to the mainstream here in the United States. So we have several models at the store. And you come in and try them. We'd love to have you test ride one. They're so much fun. You get on and you just go zipping along, and it's the most awesome thing ever.
Okay, so it sounds like that would be a great bike for someone who wants to commute to work or have a bike available to exercise during their lunch hour but doesn't want to have to pedal the entire way over the Ravenel or one of the bridges, and that way they can get their bike to work, but they also have the backup powder, you know, a power of electronics, electricity.
Sure, it's an assist. So
it's an assist bike, okay.
Yep.
Electric assist. Now, yep. What is the price? What's the starting point in terms of a price point for that?
For an electric assist bike?
Yeah.
Well, those start at $2,800 and go
okay.
up from there. So they are certainly a more serious bicycle. It's an investment. This is a commuting commuting style bicycle. This is someone who's going to be using this bicycle regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Bikes as a whole have a huge range of prices from, you know, $275 to several thousand for, you know, upper end mountain and road. And hybrid, those electric assist bikes kind of fall towards the middle upper range of bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, has a more complicated setup. The electric motor and the battery are relatively expensive.
But if you think about a membership in a gym where you take all, you know, take advantage of everything they have to offer, when you you know, break it out monthly, I mean, it's not really a huge difference, is it?
Not at all. If you think of it as you're using it as a way to get around,
mm-hmm.
It's significantly more cost-effective than other modes of transportation.
Right.
Costs less for upkeep. You have the health benefits of it, but you know the bicycle itself is easier to get around on and certainly easier to park. So there's lots of great reasons to have a bicycle.
Absolutely. So you're saving your gas money and you're getting some exercise. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, if you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. I'm with Ben Gruber of Trek Bikes of MountPleasant.com. We've been talking about the latest in bike technology and trends, including electric assist bikes. You mentioned hybrids. a little bit. Tell the listener out there about what's a hybrid bike.
Sure. The hybrid bike is a cross between a road bike and a mountain bike.
So
it's really one of the most popular styles of bikes. It's one of our number one selling. It's probably our number one selling bike. Mm-hmm. It's certainly right up there. It takes the benefits of the mountain bike world, which is component groups that are really easy to shift, very durable, a flat handlebar, which allows the rider to sit a little bit more upright on the mm-hmm. bicycle, and mates it with some of the efficiencies of a road bike, which is really a larger diameter wheel with a smoother tread pattern. So real easy to ride, a little bit more efficient, allows the rider to go further and go faster. And it's certainly a lot less expensive than a road bike is. So,
And a lot of the boomers out there have mountain houses. I hear that all the time with my friends. I'm going to go to my mountain house. So if listening out there, if you're interested in a bike for Christmas and you want to be able to use it here in the Lowcountry, but also when you go to your mountain house, this is a great option, a hybrid bike that kind of is for both types of terrain, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And is that price point, I mean, I know, is that along with an electric assist or kind of maybe a little bit lower?
Completely different. Yeah, exactly. Hybrid bikes start at $450 and range to $1,000. So there's a bunch of different models in between there. And so it's a much different range.
And that way you get it, if, you know, with that price point, you can try it out and certainly trade up. And let's talk about that as well for the listener out there who already has a bike and maybe they're thinking about trading up, or they want their current bike to go a little bit longer, last them a little bit longer. Do you offer a service department at Trek Mount Pleasant?
Absolutely. And it's we have certified trained bicycle technicians that can work on any brand of bicycle. While we retail Trek bicycle products, mm-hmm. our service center can work on any brand of bike. They're certified to repair the components that are commonly found on all brands of bikes.
Okay. And I like the fact that you mentioned your knowledgeable service staff, which is so important because I would think a bike has to be really tailor-made for that individual to a certain extent so that it fits them well, so it's comfortable.
Yeah, and speaking of fit, we provide bicycle fitting services. So if you don't feel comfortable on your bicycle, we can provide the expertise to help you fit better on your bike. All bikes have a frame size, and that's the basis for whether or not the bike is going to potentially fit correctly for you. But then things can be done to alter the handlebar position, and we can help you make those changes so the bike can fit you correctly.
And you also have a program, I believe, where someone can try a bike before they purchase it. Is that right?
We absolutely have a demo program. For some of our road and mountain bikes. And we offer test rides for all of our bicycles. So you can come into the store and test ride any bicycle in the store. We have some extended demo programs for certain models. So if you could take it for a longer period of time.
And let's talk about the store and where it's located in Mount Pleasant. It's in a shopping center, Oakland, correct?
Yeah, it's called the Market at Oakland. It is on the north end of Mount Pleasant, just north of Highway 41 off of 17. It's also the home to the Walmart and the Kohl's. That's right next door to the Wild Wing.
So there's lots to do. You can eat and go bike shopping all at the same place.
Absolutely.
At Trek Bikes in Mount Pleasant. Wonderful. And Ben, I have to congratulate you. I understand that you might be, sounds like you're expanding with the Trek's store.
Absolutely. We've had great success. And so we'll be expanding into West Ashley in the spring of 2016. We'll be opening a second store.
That's wonderful. It really speaks to this area and their commitment to being out there and bicycling, which lends me to my next question. What are some of the advocacy programs that you are most involved in terms of cycling?
Sure. I'm a part of a group called Charleston Moves, which is a pedestrian and cycling advocacy organization here in the Charleston area. And really the main thrust of this organization is to try and increase the access of places and modes of transportation where people do not have to rely on a car to do certain things in their life. You know, some basic transportation, commuting, exercise, running errands. These are things that we can do via a bicycle or on foot, and we do not have to rely on a vehicle to do them. If we create safe places for us to ride our bikes, it'll be a lot easier for people to do so.
That is so true. And again, I want to let everyone know about your website. It's trekbikesofmountpleasant.com. Go out and visit Ben and his staff at Trek Bicycle Store in Mount Pleasant in the Oakland Shopping Center, off of Highway 17 North in Mount Pleasant. You can soon visit him. You'll be back, Ben, I hope, before your opening of your new store.
Sure.
Great. Awesome. And that will be in the West Ashley area. And Ben, you brought with you today some giveaways for the first 10 callers.
Sure. We have some great stocking stuffers. We'll have $15 gift certificates for the first 10 callers.
All right. So listen up out there. It's $15 gift certificates for the first 10 callers. And Ben, can they use that on pretty much anything?
Apparel? Anything in the store.
Anything in the store. How about service? Can they use it?
Absolutely.
Oh, great. In the service department. Wonderful. Well, here is the phone number that you need to call. Be one of the first 10 callers. Get a $15 gift certificate to Trek Bikes of Mount Pleasant. I'm going to give that number out in just a second. Thank you, Ben, for being here so much.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. And here's that number that you need to call. It's 843-881-0013, 843-881-0013. Be one of the first 10 callers. Get a gift certificate, Trek Bikes of Mount Pleasant. TrekBikesOfMountPleasant.com is the website. Happy holidays, Ben.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. And this is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
I'm with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Let's talk about your retirement planning seminars. What are they?
Well, those are something that we've offered to the general public through our radio programs, Money Matters and Retire Right, and we've sent out mail to the community here over the years. I think we've been offering those dinner seminars at different restaurants across town now for about 7 years, 7 or 8 years, and we've had tremendous response and attendance. Most recently, right now, we opened up Ruth Chris was our most recent offering, and we filled that restaurant up 3 nights in a row. I think everybody wanted to check out the new restaurant, and certainly it was a very nice venue, and they have tremendous quality audiovisual there. And so the funny thing is when people come to a good restaurant and then they get good information, they're ready to act on it. So they take that information and take advantage of our three-step review, which is always offered to any of our listeners on Money Matters and Retire Right. And also today on Let's Talk Boomers, anybody that would like to call in and register for an upcoming event, certainly you can do that by calling 735-5065 or visit our website. You can register online for upcoming events. And then there's always an opportunity for any listeners to take advantage of our three-step review, which looks at, and we break this down in the seminars and workshops. It looks at taxes, income and distribution planning, and also your risk throughout retirement. So that's what we talk about in those workshops. And thanks for asking, Rebecca.
Well, thank you, Rick. And once again, you can listen to Rick right here every Saturday morning with Money Matters, followed by Retire Right on 94.3 WSC, and visit cfpgroup.biz or call 735-5065. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with the heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And AllCare is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomer show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.